What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, hump day, November 13th, 2019. We've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. So let's get right on into it. Obviously, today was the first day of the public hearings into this impeachment sham. And watching it, it's obvious that Adam Schiff is running this process with an iron fist. He started right out saying, we're not going to talk about the whistleblower. He's going to be protected. And I noticed in the first couple of witnesses that the story is already mutating because it moved away from Trump and Ukraine into the threat posed by Russia. They regurgitated that old lie about how Russia stole Crimea, saying that the Crimean referendum was a fraud because they were afraid of Russian guns, and just constantly pounding on why Russia was bad, Russia was bad, Russia was bad. And the reason they did that is they're trying to make the case that Trump's withholding of funds from Ukraine represented a serious threat to both Europe and the United States from Russian aggression, Russian aggression, Russian aggression. And I've had people basically say to me that the proceedings, it looks like kindergarten. And so Schiff has lined up a bunch of witnesses with rather impressive records as, West Point graduates and serving military to try and basically say, you can't possibly question what these people have to say because of what they have done to our, in service to our country. And it just went on and on. They just now recessed for a short break. They're coming on back to do some more. And yeah, every time anybody on the Republican side tries to bring up an objection, Schiff just, shuts them down. And he wants this to go the way he wants it to go. And it is a sham. It really is an absolute, absolute sham. So anyway, all right, let's see. The House Republicans on three different committees released four key pieces of evidence undermining the Democrat arguments for impeachment ahead of the hearing. The July 25th call summary, the best evidence of the conversation shows no conditionality or evidence of pressure. And they're basically going back to the contemporaneous summary prepared by White House Situation Room staff. As transcribed, the call summary denotes laughter, pleasantries, and compliments exchanged between President Trump and President Zelensky. The summary does not evince any threats, coercion, intimidation, or indication of a quid pro quo, as even Democrats have acknowledged. The summary bears absolutely no resemblance to Chairman Schiff's self-described parody interpretation of the call. Now, both Zelensky and President Trump have publicly and repeatedly said there was no pressure to investigate the president's political rivals. It just was not there. Schiff is out there saying, well, look, we have these amazing military people who are saying that they're pretty sure that there was some kind of pressure. They don't actually know, though. They weren't parties to the conversation. They heard one side of the conversation and said, that could be interpreted as. So, again, this is already rumor, secondhand testimony, hearsay, innuendo. And the corporate media is carrying all of this stuff as if it's an established fact beyond question. Now, it's already been established that the Ukrainian government was not aware that U.S. security assistance was delayed at the time of the July 25th phone call. In fact, at the time of the July 25th phone call, the assistance had already been reinstated. There's just nothing there. They haven't come up with an actual crime. leftists out there saying Trump deserves to be impeached because his actions represent a threat to the national security. And the United States provided security assistance to Ukraine, and President Trump met with Zelensky without Ukraine ever investigating President Trump's political rivals. It didn't happen. Now, Rudy Giuliani has destroyed Schiff's first witness, George Kent. He's behind the dismissal of the investigation into Soros's corrupt ANTAC operation in Ukraine. So there was a lot of corrupt stuff going on in Ukraine, and Schiff just wants to focus. It's Trump, it's Trump, it's Trump, it's Trump, it's Trump. Now, former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy takes the Democrats' extortion ploy apart piece by piece. Says the Democrats are hoping to fool Americans with their word games, and they must not have been counting on opponents like Andrew McCarthy, the former federal prosecutor who led the government's team in the trial of the plotters behind the 1993 World Trade Center attack, is on familiar ground when it comes to the terminology of crime. And the latest attempt by liberal lawmakers and media personalities to change their accusation against Trump aren't getting them anywhere, except maybe to make themselves look more foolish. And I can't imagine any Americans actually watching the hearings who don't see through this charade. Now, of course, Americans who are getting the summary of the hearings through corporate media, they're going to be told, oh, yes, Schiff's got him. Schiff's got Trump by the gonads. And it's ugly to see our government behave like this. It really really is. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Okay, now, apparently a key Schiff witness blows up in his face and basically tears Christopher Steele apart over the Russia dossier. It's a lot of what Schiff is bringing up today about Ukraine is also coming from Christopher Steele, who is already discredited. They're going back to him as a source. Now, Mark Meadows has destroyed liberal hack Eric Swalwell for his latest idiotic attack on Trump. And Meadows has been obliterating the left for 3 years now as they continue their coup attempts to remove the 45th president of the United States. On Thursday, failed presidential candidate Democrat Eric Swalwell went on CNN and argued that it was an abuse of power for President Trump to remove an Obama holdover ambassador for political reasons. Well, the president has the right to hire and fire ambassadors at will. This comes after the Democratic impeachment witness, former Ukrainian ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, was fired for her obvious anti-Trump agenda. They're grasping at straws out there. Now, even the Democratic's witnesses said Trump is right about the massive amount of corruption going on in Ukraine, especially in the energy sector. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials have released records of 46 payments to Hunter Biden from Burisma Holdings. 38 payments were for $83,333, totaling over $3.1 million. What did Hunter do to earn that money? Not a whole heck of a lot. He sat on the board of directors and he talked to Daddy. They're so desperate over there at the Schiff hearings. Now they want to call the psychiatrist who called Trump dangerous, and they're going to have them testify in impeachment. Remember that abortive attempt to try and get Trump out with the 25th Amendment? They're dragging that one up again. And all of this may be for naught. Incredible waste of time and money, because the Senate can refuse to take up the impeachment trial. They can just flat out refuse and say there's nothing there. Meanwhile, Rhino and TDS sufferer Marco Rubio is already laying out plans for a post-Trump conservatism. They're just out there drooling at that vacancy out there. Now, it turns out the whistleblower, Eric Ciaramella, and everybody knows his name now, so it's kind of hard to explain why Adam Schiff is saying nobody knows who it is. In fact, he claimed he didn't even know who it was. but it's out there. Apparently, back in 2016, before Trump even took office, Eric Ciaramella was hosting this White House meeting where Ukrainian officials were told to drop the investigation on the Bidens. That was during the Obama administration. Meanwhile, there's a new whistleblower out there who's filing an ICIG complaint against Eric Ciaramella for allegedly soliciting illicit donations via GoFundMe. Now, Grassley is out there saying that if the FISA report is not released next week, he's going to launch an investigation to see if someone at the FBI or Department of Justice is tying Inspector General Michael Horowitz's hands. So he's getting frustrated as well. We keep hearing it's coming out, there may be indictments, and yet it never does. So Grassley is saying, is somebody interfering with the process? Is somebody blocking it here? So it's ugly to watch, and it's going to drag on for a couple of weeks. And then if there is a Senate trial of Trump, that's going to go on for about 6 weeks as well. Meanwhile, a lot of people are applauding Tulsi Gabbard for having the courage to threaten Hillary with a defamation lawsuit over Hillary's comment that Tulsi is a favorite of the Russians, that they're grooming her to be an election spoiler next year. And apparently Hillary's out there giving interviews saying, I think about what kind of president I would have been all the time. And then she followed that up saying that she's under tremendous pressure to run for president. I've said all along, she's going to step in. She's absolutely going to step in. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was watching those hearings today, and it was great. I mean, for a guy that wants exposure of the deep state, and just to watch them, you know, the exposure basically is just out of this world. To have the guy, the two, like, elite blue blood State Department guys with their, well, one of them with the bow tie, one of them praising Kissinger and Brzezinski as great, like, foreign American patriots. I mean, do they realize how much people dislike Kissinger and Brzezinski? I mean, you know, it just amazes me how out of touch they are. The one guy with the bow tie talking about his family history and how far back they go in service to this nation, you know, and it was just, for a guy that wants exposure of the deep state and these kind of nerdy weenies, that bureaucrats that rule over us, it was wonderful. And I think of all the people today, the biggest loser, without a doubt, was Joe Biden and the Bidens. I mean, because, you know, Trump, of course, this is par for the course of the impeachment hearing. They're going to be going after Trump, and they didn't lay a glove on him. But Biden, to all the people that were watching it, that get their news from the mainstream media, they were hearing things about Biden and Biden's son Hunter that they probably never even heard before. And once again, I think the Republicans on the committee did pretty well, and especially Nunes, I thought, because he was bringing up things that most people that watch this on CNN and MSNBC, it's being blocked to them. So as an end run around the mainstream media and allowing the media to put their message out, I thought the Republicans did really well. And I don't think this is going to work out. Just like all these other hearings, they're not going to work out for the Democrats as long as the Republicans use these hearings, as I've always said they should, to propagandize the people with the truth, basically, which is being ignored by the mainstream media, and
yes,
putting it right out into the consciousness of the American people. Now, I realize that 30% of the American people can't reason and really can't think on their own, but there are a lot of people that just, it's not that they're stupid, it's just they don't have the information, they're ignorant. And
yes.
The mainstream media is broadcasting a message that will destroy the mainstream media, because there's probably people saying, hey, I didn't know that about Hunter Biden, and hey, wait a minute, what's this about the Steele dossier? And so I just think it's, you know, although the Democrats they're probably going to have to stop this, because if they have another day like today, it's just it's going to be horrible for them. I mean, it's just it's working out great, and I hope it continues, because once again, that the deep state, you know, what the Kissinger and the Brzezinski lovers, the guys with the bow ties. I mean, you couldn't ask for more as far as exposing the people that have destroyed this country, and that, of course, is our beloved deep state. One quick thing I wanted to mention is they had a medical examiner. One of the guys was saying that there was no DNA test on Epstein.
Yes.
And I just find that not remarkable, because we know there's a big fraud here, and he is alive. I agree with you. I think he's without a doubt alive. And I wanted to bring up something. It's like about 2 weeks before he committed suicide, he was so-called attacked in prison. I'm sure you remember that.
I'm wondering if
that's when the switcheroo happened, if they found a guy with cancer who looks like him and bribed him. Because I have a feeling that that's when the switcheroo, when Epstein was taken out and his replacement or his body double or whatever was put in. I'm just kind of, because I've always found that, like, not odd, but I mean, it was like the setup. You know, what happened, he got beat up, and he got transferred, sent in the infirmary. There'd probably be a lot of opportunities while all that happened for shenanigans, you know?
Yes.
To set up for, you know, maybe put the body double in there. Maybe the guy who actually died was willing participant. You know, maybe the family was going to be given $100 million or hypnotized or whatever. And now that you find out there was no DNA test, I'm sure we got a patsy body here, you know. it's not being reported anywhere that I've heard of, except from basically the alternative media. I don't know if I heard of this story anywhere else, which is
Nope. Once
again par for the course, because of, you know, the mainstream media is covering up all this stuff to begin with. So anyway, I think the odds of Epstein still being alive somewhere, but will we ever get to the bottom of it? I doubt it.
Well, you know, there's two things to keep in mind. One is that after Epstein's supposed death, somebody went down to his Caribbean island and they cleaned it out. All the computers, all the files, everything was taken. And there is still a full-time staff there maintaining the property and taking care of it, as if they expect somebody to be taking up occupancy there.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they have him on witness protection, and he's going to turn federal informant. I mean, but I don't. I just know one thing, and that is he's not dead. He's somewhere.
And, yep.
I was going to ask you another. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about the right and how one of our problems is we're hamstrung by the Constitution and the rule of law, and you know, we're too well behaved and. I brought up the fact that, you know, maybe we should have like a right, you know, maybe Trump should do some pro-right false flags where nobody gets hurt, you know, like do some kind of a, you know, because all these false flags, maybe think about it, like all the false flags always seem to be against the right and Christians and whites.
Yeah.
And it always works for the globalists and the more power for the federal government. So it's just something like, well, why don't when the right's in power, like Trump or something, do a false flag like, you know, that works in the other direction. You know what I mean? I mean, we got to stop. The right has to stop like being hamstrung by our law abidedness, I guess you could say, because
yes.
The people we're fighting against are like they use our decency as a weapon. I mean, they don't follow the Constitution; they laugh at the Constitution. So we're actually hamstrung by being law abiding constitutionalists. And I know it's a slippery slope, but you know, I think we really can't have a constitutional republic when we have communist Marxist Antifa type people on the other side. You can't reason with them. They don't follow the law. So I think sooner or later we're going to come to the point that it's us or them, and we have to take off the gloves and fight dirty is what
well,
I'm getting at.
I'd like to avoid that. I don't want to see us sinking down to their level because then everybody loses. Anyway, listen, Joe, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. First of all, I want to just say I think maybe Alex Jones is finally going back to being the old Alex Jones again. He had Dr. Steve Pichinik on today.
Yes.
And Pichinik did not hold back, and Jones didn't interfere in what he had to say, including going after Epstein, calling Epstein a traitor working for the Mossad. Okay.
Yes.
He also talked about Trump. He basically called Trump incompetent because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's, you know, hiring all these people, the worst people he could possibly hire. And then now he's surprised to go in. The only way he can reverse this is being ruthless and firing a whole bunch of people and hiring the right type of people in the first place. So, I mean, it was Dr. Pichinik again unleashed. And, you know, Dr. Pichinik is not just, he's also made it clear 9/11 was a false flag, and he's also implicated Israel in that also, by the way. And remember, too, Dr. Pichinik is Jewish. He makes no bones about it either. And also, Pichinik has also said that Sandy Hoax was phony, and that nobody died there. It was basically a setup on the field. So this is a guy who should be on more often. He does have his own YouTube channel, and I don't agree 100% with everything he's saying, so But, you know, for the most part, I think the guy's on the money, and he speaks honestly. And this is a guy with deep, you know, deep roots to intelligence through the years. So I was very happy that Jones had him on. As far as these hearings, though, prime example, why were these, you know, if I have a problem with cockroaches, okay, why am I going to bring in more cockroaches instead of exterminating the cockroaches I got in the house? We'll get them out somehow, okay? Well, that's what Trump basically did. He has
yes.
a cockroach problem in the name of neocons and globalists of different types. And what does he do? He brings in even worse cockroaches, like Bolton.
Yes.
Others, Abrams, Bolton, I don't know, the whole kit and caboodle there. What was that general's name before? McMaster? And then he's surprised. You're not going to get rid of the cockroaches by bringing in more cockroaches. And that's what this is. You just, you know, and this is my own analogy there, but basically pretty much that's what Pachinik meant, you know? Super patriot, this guy. People need to listen to him. And, you know, we need to understand what we're up against. This is an enemy. An enemy of everything we hold dear. I don't think we have to worry about any other country. Russia's not our enemy. China's not our enemy. Right here, the enemy is right here. And that is the deep state, neocons, xiocons, the out-and-out globalists. These are the enemies of this country. Okay, and by the way, it's not the socialists either. A lot of people say, well, it's socialism. No, it's not socialism. This is an enemy that wants to control everything. And they're more, if anything, they're more predatory capitalists than they are socialists. Big tech companies, the big banks, big pharma, big agri. They're ruthless, they're extremely dangerous, and they have to be stopped. They have to be destroyed. Okay. Until we're ready to do that, this country is going to continue to deteriorate worse and worse, and the only hope in the world will be Russia, who's the only country seemingly willing to take these globalists on. I know the American people, we the American people, are not globalists. We don't like this. We don't like the New World Order, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. We want them gone. But until we get proper leadership, until we get our own version of Vladimir Putin, okay, with somebody like
yes.
him, well, we're going to continue to go south until, you know, there is no more United States or we just, you know, drift into civil war or just break up or whatever else. We'll go the way, like you point out before, the way of the Soviet Union. But Dr. Pachinik called it absolutely right. He pretty much said the same thing about Trump that you say about Trump. The man is weak. He's too
yes.
nice. He doesn't know how to handle these rats. He listens to wrong people and hires the wrong people, and then we're surprised where we're at today. That's all I got to say, Mike. Anyway, enjoy the cold after being in Hawaii. I know it's cold here. 50 degrees this morning. You know?
Yes.
So, enjoy it. Okay?
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and for the record, I am not enjoying the cold. I absolutely am not. Claire says she is, so, but I'm definitely not. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren, and as part of her campaign, she's taken a hardline stance against big tech. And she is out there saying that if she's elected president, she will break up Facebook, Amazon, and Google. And so it probably comes as no surprise that the head of news partnerships for Facebook, Campbell Brown, co-founded a new site that is attacking Elizabeth Warren. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Montana. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mr. Rivero. You're talking about those people in Idaho with problems with the bank.
Yes.
And I enrolled in a direct express via the Social Security office here in Missoula. And the direct express card never got here. So I went to Social Security, and Social Security says, you know, well, you're going to have to take that up with Direct Express. And it seems that you can't get a hold of Direct Express. It's a Comercia bank down in Dallas, Texas, and they don't answer the phones. They put you on a robo maze.
Yes,
and you stay there for hours and hours. But when you bring this to Social Security, they say, you know, tough feces. You got to take that up with Direct Express. Now, is Direct Express or this Comercia Bank in Dallas, Texas, Are they a scam? It seems that Commercier Bank doesn't have any outlets here in the United States except for one or two. But they got outlets down there in Mexico and God knows where else. So, I'm wondering, have other people had this problem with Direct Express?
Well, I don't know. I'm not in a position to know. But we understand that as the economy tightens, all sorts of companies, including financial institutions, are taking shortcuts. Now, as far as the Nickersons are concerned, apparently yesterday they were evicted from their properties. There was thankfully no violence, but that's the last information I had on them.
Another question I have. The way that Social Security enrolled me in this thing, I'm wondering if the Social Security agents that enroll the unsuspecting, such as tired old senior like myself, I'm wondering if the Social Security agent gets a kickback. I don't seem to have any recourse with Social Security. And I can't get anybody at the Commercier Bank down there in Dallas or Direct Express. Now, it sure would be nice if somebody out there could, point me in a direction. Could I leave you my email?
Well, if you leave that over the air, there's the possibility you're going to be subject to a lot of abuse. I would recommend the first thing that you need to do is contact the Better Business Bureau in Dallas and find out if there have been other complaints about this bank.
Yeah, well, just, all the rangers out there, put the word out about this Direct Express. I get the feeling that it's a big-time scam. And I get the feeling that many of the Social Security agents are getting kickbacks or something from it, because once you get caught into that thing with Direct Express, you have absolutely no recourse, absolutely none. So I don't know what's going to happen with my Social Security money. I'm sure it's already gone to Tel Aviv or Haifa or someplace like that. But anyway, I'm taking up too much of your time. And remember, everybody out there, Direct Express, it's a scam. You put your money in, it's gone, gone, gone at the least little problem. You have no recourse. You can't get in contact with anyone. And I guess I've said enough negative. Thank you for your time. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you for the phone call, and I hope you're able to sort out this mess here. And, Claire and I are both on Social Security right now. We were never offered this Direct Express, so I really don't know what it is or what it's supposed to do. And,
The bank manager is a guy by the name of Troy Williams, and his telephone number is 214.
Please don't do that. Please don't put that. Okay, we don't dox people on this show.
Okay. But anyway, it's a real mess. So watch out for Direct Express, gang, and, my apologies for taking up so much time.
Not a problem.
Okay, and good luck to the guys in Idaho.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
Let's see, I'm looking here right now. I'm looking at consumer affairs here, and yeah, Direct Express has got probably about the lowest satisfaction rating possible, and people are saying their cards simply won't work anywhere that they go. It looks like you're not the only person having a problem with them. All right, Ian, getting on back to the phones here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm watching, intermittently, I'm watching these impeachment hearings on MSNBC. and it's striking me as it's hitting me right in the face that the people that are, as MSNBC has been trumpeting all this stuff for years, and that's all Rachel Maddow did from, 24/7. But I'm also watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, who did they hire? And they hired Clapper, and they hired Brennan, and they hired, didn't they hire Comey as well?
Yes.
All the people that were involved, George Stephanopoulos has been associated with all this stuff. All these people, the media, the intelligence services, the deep state, they're all one. And it's absolutely obvious when you watch these guys, and I'm wondering if they'll have Clapper and Brennan on to comment on this. It's just you'd have to be blind to miss it.
So, well, maybe that's the whole point. Maybe that's the whole point. Maybe the deep state is basically stepping out from behind the curtain, and they're out to destroy President Trump to send a message to every other American politician to toe the line and not cross them, or they'll be destroyed. In fact, Financial Times had an article that came on out saying, really, we should view the deep state as the heroes.
Well, the Financial Times is another part of the co-opted media, the media that
yep.
we should not be listening to, and we should be listening to guys like you. And let's hope that you're around a while, Mike, and that we'll have the opportunity to have a free press for a little while more. But it's really apparent to anybody who looks with any sort of knowledge at all what's going on here. And it is scary as hell.
Yes. It really, really is. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it for me, Mike. That's all. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Cynthia in Seattle. Aloha, Cynthia. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I was just listening to the gentleman that was talking about the Social Security, the Direct Express card. And
yes.
I'm disabled and receive Social Security, and I don't use that. But I just looked it up, and there are hundreds of reviews saying that their money's been taken. They can't get their money
yes.
out. It's a very fishy organization, and I think people need to know that.
I agree.
And that's all I have.
Yeah, no, I did a quick web search, and immediately I find all these negative reviews and complaints from people who are using Direct Express, and they can't get their money out, the cards don't work, and they're not able to get in touch with a bank. It could be a scam bank.
Yeah,
you know,
it
there
sounds
are,
like a fraudulent bank.
There are some
bank.
Banks that are set up to run as scams, and when they finally get caught, they'll just go out of business, take their money, and go someplace else.
Right, and unfortunately, they're taking the money of the people who are disabled or older and don't, easily to manipulate,
Yes.
So I just hope that people listen to this and don't take advantage of the card, because there is no advantage.
Now, it doesn't seem to be. I mean, we're at a stage right now where whatever you're being offered, whether it's a new card or a new medication or whatever, it really is worth your time to go on out and do a web search and find out what's really going on. And I wish I'd done that before my doctor gave me this last medication that they put me on, because it was horrible, horrible stuff. And I never should have been on it in the first place.
Right. That happens all the time. So you really have to do research.
Yes. Oh, that's what tablets are for. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Exactly.
Thank
Thanks
you for
listening.
Call. We're going to let you go here. All right. Apparently, Bernie Sanders has returned $470 from the only billionaire who donated to his campaign. And Bernie Sanders has made it clear his 2020 campaign isn't funded by billionaires, except for a little while. It was Marta Tama Hall, the wife of billionaire inventor, gave $470 to the Sanders campaign this summer. And when the Sanders team realized it, they promptly returned it. Now, Elizabeth Warren is out there proposing a federal ban on industry-funded junk science, which sounds like a really good idea until you ask who gets to decide what's junk science and who doesn't. Because, you know, there's a lot of people out there pushing for this human-caused global warming who insist that all the science say, no, we're actually getting colder. Well, that's junk science, and we should cut the funding for that. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Keith Rogers, aloha. Keith, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Afternoon, Mike. First of all, I'll say I use Direct Express. I have for years, and I've had no problem with it. But anyway, I always look at trends. I don't follow politicians themselves like that. I just look to see what's going on. And when we constantly see, like, Trump issued his so-called threats against Nicaragua today, and Marco Rubio's out there talking about Bolivia. You know,
yes.
The media is always on board with that, as well as the same Russian hoax that the media still plays along with this. And we know that a lot of this started when Putin arrested the Pussy Riot, when he came out and said that you're not teaching that crap in our schools here. They come out with their family day. Everything is geared towards those Bolsheviks that are in office that have this abstract hatred for Russia. And Russia is always the enemy. You don't hear the Russians talk about some type of a pre-emphasis attack on the United States. It's always the United States or NATO talking about some kind of a preemptive attack on Russia. This is one of the last, I don't want to call it the best countries in the world or anything like that there, but at least they got good family morals and stuff. They, like every other country, has their bad issues and stuff, you know. We always joke about that on Twitter with vodka and stuff with the falling down Russians there. But I was watching a video on YouTube where it showed this. Someone had put peanut butter on their shower wall so that
yes.
the dog would lick the shower wall as they gave it a bath. It was totally distracted. These continued illegal wars, acquisitions of other people's lands, is no different than what's going on here. And what I believe is just what we have witnessed all down through the Contras, Nicaragua before, now Bolivia with its lithium. All this that has happened to third world countries, they're now doing to Americans too. It's just more acquisition
yes.
of wealth by the wealthy. The corporations are getting bigger and bigger. Meanwhile, our infrastructure, the dams, the bridges, all are in total collapse. People are dying on the streets, freezing in the streets, crapping in the streets. And this is all a distraction. It's like the magician. Watch this hand while the other one does the work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's all a distraction. Those are in power. They're the ones that are controlling the whole scenario here. They're all tied at the hip in a religious sense, if you know what I mean. They're all doing the same thing, and it's all about a massive corporate takeover, and it doesn't matter what country you live in, you're all a target.
Yep.
So that's my two cents. Anyway, have
okay.
a good day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and activist Naomi Klein are pushing for combating white supremacy in the United States. And so they're really cranking it up and saying we need to clear away the debris of climate change deniers. And came out with the old canard that anybody who refuses to accept human-caused global warming, they must be in league with the oil companies. Well, I've been opposed to this hoax of global warming since the start, and I don't have any checks from the oil companies to show for it. All righty. Florida audit finds 24,000 illegal votes in just one county. Dead voters, double voting, double registrations, and most importantly, non-citizens were voting. Our election system is totally compromised, and again, this is one of Trump's failings. And it's going to cost him next year, because he hasn't done anything about it. Over in Israel, they're cranking up a war there against Gaza. They started it with this assassination of this Islamic Jihad leader, which prompted a response by Gaza, which prompted an even bigger response by Israel. And so far, they've carried out 30 attacks in Gaza Strip. 10 people have been killed so far. And they're saying it's a war. Israel has started a war against Gaza. Maybe Netanyahu thinks this will allow him to cling to power. We'll be right back.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Israel is now calling up reserve soldiers as the war with Gaza escalates. And people are saying, what exactly did Israel hope to gain with its sudden resumption of assassinations? I think they got exactly what they wanted. Gaza responded to the assassination of Baha Abu al-Adha, and gave Israel the excuse to launch a major war. And I think Netanyahu did this in the hopes it will allow him to cling to power. Because in Israel, killing Palestinians is good politics here. Now, the Palestinian regional and international groups submit a report on Israeli apartheid to the UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, at which point Israel is going to scream anti-Semitism and Jew hatred, and they will get the U.S. to veto any action by the Security Council. Meanwhile, somebody just sent me this interesting little webpage, and it's about that Direct Express card, and this is a little bit of a surprise. Apparently, the Direct Express card issued by Commercia Bank as the Treasury Department's financial agent. So this card is actually connected to the Treasury Department. And it's owned by the Treasury, the Fed, or some other such. So to hear all these people complaining about it, you have to wonder what the heck is going on. Is it just more classic government incompetence? Or is the Treasury so out of money that they're having to basically, cheat Social Security recipients? Getting on back to Syria, a lot of people are still looking at the strange death of James Messurier, the founder of the White Helmets. And they're saying that this idea that he died in a fall from a first floor balcony just doesn't really seem to make a lot of sense. They think he was assassinated. Meanwhile, Russia is saying the U.S. wants to create an illegal quasi-state in eastern Syria. They want to break off a chunk of Syria and turn it into the new Kurdistan. And what's really interesting is this is exactly what the United States is accusing Russia having done with Crimea. Just break it off from Ukraine and turn it into its own little country. But when the United States does it, that's a good thing. When Russia does it, it's bad. Ooh, it's bad. Bad Russians. Evil Russians here. Trump says the U.S. has an eye on Baghdadi's third in command. I wonder if that's going to be America's next stooge over there. Now, U.S. drones have captured footage of pro-Turkish forces engaged in war crimes. This came out of the Wall Street Journal, found that Turkish-backed Syrian forces currently fighting U.S.-backed Kurdish groups as part of Operation Peace Spring are guilty of war crimes. Now, these are the same people that a few short years ago were being funded, armed, and trained by the CIA and Pentagon. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.